You're listening to the audio production of You Belong, Audio Bible Study by Candace Payne, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Study series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, You Belong includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching. While not required for the audio experience, these studies are designed to partner with the coordinating study guide sold separately.
I remember this scenario well. Opening the door, looking into the luminous giant cafeteria and wondering which table do I pick? Will I fit? And is there a place for me to belong? Will the kids love me? Will they hate me? Will they think I'm too funny, not funny enough? Will I get made fun of or will I be accepted? You know, I had to experience that more than 20 times in my childhood. I can't help but wonder, even still, grown up, how many of us feel that exact same way when we walk into a room? We're not a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old kid, but we're walking into an office, maybe for the first time at a new job, and maybe we're walking into a church that we feel like, what am I doing here? I haven't been here in years. Maybe we're walking into a new relationship or a new season altogether that's unknown. And we're just wondering, do I even fit? Do I even belong? No matter where you're coming from, my hope is before you leave this study, you will confidently know you do belong. You belong to God. I'm serious. When I was looking through the scriptures, it was almost laughable how many things point to our belonging. I'm just going to run through them. I want you to hear it because this is straight from the Bible. Look at this. 1 Corinthians 6:19. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Romans 14:7-9, for none of us lives for ourselves alone, and none of us dies for ourselves alone. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So, whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. John 1:12, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Psalm 103, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Isaiah 43:1, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. 1 John 4:4, you belong to God. I mean, how much more clear could it get? You belong to God, my dear children. You have already won a victory because the spirit who lives in you is greater than the spirit who lives in the world. 2 Corinthians 1:22, he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts as the first installment that guarantees everything he has promised us. 2 Corinthians 5:17-19. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God who through Christ reconciled us to who? To himself. Your belonging is in God. And here's an even greater concept. Why in the world would God want us? Why would he want to say, you're mine, you're my people, you belong with me? Did you know that our belonging actually fulfills his joy? I'm telling you, it's in the word of God. You're going to hear it and be blown away. Hebrews 12:2. For the joy that was set before him, Jesus, he endured the cross. Now let me read it to you out of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?